Country Bob FM.
Hey, a big thank you going out to Donna and Marlon of Maple Grove. They're the ones who provided the cowbell.
Yes.
Some time ago out at Hooked on Classics. Almost said Hooked on Phonics. I'm going to open up a store Hooked on Phonics right next to Hooked on Classics so you can get your car and same time work on your phonetics.
It's not a bad call.
Not a bad call. You know, there's actually, I've been, the phobias here, I'm just going crazy on these things.
Right.
There is also, we talked about the 2,000-pound pumpkin.
Yes.
Which, of course, by the way, if you're going to carve and clean that out, you're going to need a backhoe.
Right. Even a spade shovel would not be big enough.
There is a phobia for fear of pumpkins. Cucurbitophobia. Cucurbitophobia.
What is so scary about pumpkins?
They can be scary.
I guess.
Very scary.
Even before they're cut in like jack-o'-lanterns?
The fear of not wanting to cut off your index finger while carving a pumpkin is called, I don't want to cut off my finger, cucurbitophobia. Today's
took them a while to come up with that one.
Right. It'd be four-fingered Freddy cucurbitophobia.
Sure.
Today is Friday, October 13th. Yes, it is the 13th. It's a Friday, that whole thing. 79 days left to go this year. 1792, because he was handy with a trowel, our first president, the father of the country, George Washington, laid the cornerstone to the president's house. We found out yesterday it was Teddy Roosevelt that named it the White House, but at that time it was just called the President's House.
Sure.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, George Washington. Pretty handy with the trowel, handy with a gun, handy with a knife. It's pretty good with a spatula, too, and a whisk. He could cook.
And the cleanest wooden teeth you've ever seen.
Well, he's good with a file, then.
Yeah.
He had the wood file.
Sure.
That's how they floss those things.
Yeah.
1914, the gas mask patented by Garrett Morgan. 1914. Never used a gas mask before. Probably should have.
But on Wonder Woman, they developed gas that a gas mask wouldn't take care of.
The Wonder Woman movie.
Right.
Yes, it would burn right through.
Burn right through.
Mm. 1943, during World War II, Italy switched sides. You know, Italy was part of the Axis powers, Benito Mussolini, but they booted him out
bailed.
Of there.
They hung him.
And, he was strung up at some gas station.
Wow.
I hope he paid for his gas before they strung him up, because that's a problem.
Right, right.
That's a loose end that, you know, once you're gone, you really can't tie. You're going to have that hanging over your head. Or under, it'd be under your head if you're hanging.
As it were.
You're hanging from the canopy that goes over the pumps as Mussolini and his mistress or wife were. Italy signed an armistice with the Allies, declared war on Germany.
They like to be the front runner at that point.
Yep. 1945, businessman Milton Hershey died at the age of 88. He was our Hershey chocolate guy. He lived to be 88.
Him.
He ate a lot of chocolate. So there you go. It just shows you eat a lot of chocolate, you're going to live to be 88 years old.
Hershey and a glass of red wine, you'll live a long life.
Hershey, Pennsylvania. Smells like chocolate. Mm. 1950.
This is a girl of so many interests.
Pretty rare quality these days.
A girl of so many rare qualities.
All About Eve debuted on this date. Opened in theaters. Betty Davis starred. Yes. Won 11 Academy Awards. That was a record. 1950.
And I don't think I've ever seen it.
All About Eve.
This is the Etzel. This is the Etzel.
Boy, they opened up the checkbook for this.
And then it ate them up.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, they had a song for the Etzel. Where was the song for the Escort?
I don't remember it.
This is the Escort. They should have.
The Ford Motor Company singers.
1957 this date, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Rosemary Clooney. I mean, it was Lindsey Crosby.
Cavalcade of stars.
The names were just huge. They came out to introduce the Edsel. Too bad it bombed. 1957. 1960 this
date. It
was
ahead of its time.
Pretty big, maybe the most famous home run of all time.
Ditbar throws. Here's a swing and a high fly ball going deep left. That may do it. Back to the wall goes Barry. It is.
Bill Mazeroski. Between that and Bobby Thompson, although this one won the World Series for the first time ever, the World Series ended on a home run. Bill Mazeroski for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Neil.
What year was that? 60?
1960. 1960, Pirates beat the Yankees. Yogi Berra out in left field later in his career, as you know.
Sure.
He was out there, and the ball sailed over the fence at Forbes Field. That and the Bobby Thompson home run.
Bobby Thompson from 54. That was a pennant winner, I believe,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes, it was. That won the pennant.
Win the
they
pennant.
Won the pennant.
Yeah.
And 1960, only one other World Series game ended, or World Series, not game, but World Series ended in a home run, and that's the one with the Blue Jays
Joe
and
Carter.
The Cincinnati Reds, Joe Carter. Game six, though, Mazeroski was game seven. So that was 1960.
Molitor was on base when Carter hit that home run.
He was. He had a big series that year.
He did.
Could have been the MVP. 1974, we lost Ed Sullivan. Him and his really big shoe buried on this date. He was 72. That was back in 74. Back in 83, first cellular telephones were introduced. They were actually invented by a guy at Motorola about 10 years earlier, like in 1973. But then they were finally introduced to the public. It took him 10 years to get the networks up and to get the cell towers up. 1983. Those first phones were huge.
They were.
And it wasn't because of the actual electronics of the phone. The actual phone electronics are actually small. It was the battery. It needed such a big battery.
Right.
It's amazing how, and it could be alien tech. I mean, there's somebody tells me it's alien tech in our phones that why our batteries are so small now is because we're using alien technology.
So that was 83. What the shoe phone was like in 68 or something.
Right, right. But then, see, that was radio based. This is cellular. We have different cells where you go from one tower and it seamlessly switches to another tower. Yeah. That's what cell service, cellular, that's kind of the whole theory behind that. You know, where you saw car phones and Rockford Files and other places, those are radio based, two-way radio communication. So that was in 83. 1991, let's go to the Sky Dome.
Fly ball to left field. Dan Gladden is going back on the track. He makes the catch. And the Minnesota Twins have gone from the cellar to the penthouse in the American League.
Twins clinch the American League championship on this date, beating the Toronto Blue Jays. Again, they were, just like they were in 87, they were underdogs going in against Toronto. But they won it in five games on the road, much like they did in 87 against Detroit. And, of course, as you know, they would go on and play the Atlanta Braves in one of the best World Series ever. That was back in 1991.
We were tough to beat in the postseason in the Metrodome.
Well, that was Tom Kelly because he gave his players a chance. He put them in their best positions to win and to succeed. And it was not too high, not too low. We didn't get too giddy when we won. Or we didn't get too low when we lost. That was the mantra of Tom Kelly 7 years ago.
I have the privilege to inform that all of the miners have been rescued, including the leader of this group, and everybody is in perfect physical condition.
That's it. All the miners have been rescued.
Wow. That coverage from CNN. You remember the Chilean mining incident, Copapapo in Chile, the 33rd and final miner brought to the surface on this date. They were underground for 69 days,
That's
whatever
amazing.
It was, a mile down or whatever it was. It was amazing how they had to drill, and then they sent this little capsule, like a small little phone booth, and then they would go up and down. And
it's crazy.
It was a harrowing experience for all of them to survive. It was amazing. 2010 is when that happened, and 2 years ago.
Tonight, Lamar Odom is reportedly fighting for his life, according to the Nye County Sheriff's Department. The former NBA star was found unconscious and unresponsive earlier this afternoon at this legal ranch. Odom was taken to a local hospital where he was stabilized before being transported by ambulance to Sunrise Hospital in Las Vegas.
Talk about looking for love in all the wrong places. Lamar Odom, he was spent.
He had some issues. Well,
he was with Khloe Kardashian. Drive you batty and make you do things that you wouldn't normally do.
Correct.
So that was 2 years ago. We have birthdays today. He was Ralphie's mommy.
How do the little piggies go?
That's right.
Oink, oink. Now, show me how the piggies eat. This is your trough. Show me how the piggies eat. Be a good boy. Show me how the piggies eat.
I don't want to see it. But that's Melinda Dillon from Christmas Story.
Oh, okay.
She was the mom in Christmas Story. You familiar with that movie? Do you know it? Have you ever watched it? Christmas Story, Ralphie, ho, ho, ho.
No.
I want the BB gun.
No.
The leg lamp.
I didn't see
it. How do you not know that?
I don't know. I just... I was busy or something happened.
You were busy. They only show it on TBS for 3 days in a row during Christmas. You have cable or have you cut the cord?
I just choose to watch other things.
I guess so. Yeah. Anyway.
I've probably seen bits and pieces of it. Didn't stay with me.
Ralphie, the Red Rider, BB gun, the leg lamp. It's not.
The BB gun and the Red Rider, you know, BB gun, that thing. I do remember that.
Moving on.
Didn't watch it.
She said it's really not my habit.
I know this guy.
Furthermore, I hope my meaning.
One half of a great duo.
But I'll repeat
pretty successful solo artist too.
He had as much, if not more, success as far as on the charts solo as he did with Art Garfunkel. 50 ways to leave your lover. So let me think if we get it right. Slip out the back, Jack.
Right.
And make a new plan stand. No need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Mm-hmm. Then you hop on the bus, Gus. No need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. And then what do?
You set yourself free.
Set yourself free. Exactly. Paul Simon is 76. Jerry Jones, the Botoxed one. You can't tell. You don't know what his emotions are. But right now he's taking a stand on the whole anthem thing.
Yeah, and I'm glad he did.
And right now he's kind of going back and forth with his players. Jerry Jones is 75.
I'm going to go to that house that Jerry built. Down the street one day,
a man came up to me and Robert Lamb singing for Chicago. You had two kind of lead singers. You had Robert Lamb, Peter Cetera, and then Terry Capp. Those are the three guys, especially in their 70s, late 60s, early 70s era, that sing lead for Chicago. That brass section was outstanding. Robert Lamb is 73.
Saw them in concert. They were great.
Another Sanford and Son reference today.
Here we go. Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and...
A dummy.
Lamont, happy 71st birthday for the dummy himself.
How many times was he called a dummy in that program?
I mean, I'm surprised he is not institutionalized for being... You know, you tell somebody dummy that much, it's going to hurt their self-confidence. But, you know... He was still able to thrive, and he inherited the Sanford trash and junk and salvage empire.
Yeah.
And he's going on strong. He's Demond Wilson from Lamont, 71 today.
Black coffee, red wine, no good news in the news this morning.
Also 71 today, Lacey J. Dalton. 71, 16th Avenue, Hard Times.
We're going to play some more of her. We don't play enough.
Hard Times is a good one by her. Yeah. And of course, that was Black Coffee.
There's only one way. There's only one way.
Cabo Wabo.
There's more than one way to skin a cat, but there's only one way to rock, according to the Red Rocker. Sammy Hagar. I like his solo stuff better than his Van Halen stuff.
Yeah,
but that wasn't his fault. I mean, I would have taken that gig, too. Lee Roth just left because he thought he'd have a better solo career and wasn't getting along with the Van Halens. Sammy Hagar is 70.
I'd almost given up on myself. I needed help. I was overweight, and that was not acceptable. That's when I found
Richard Simmons. She found Richard Simmons.
She's a good-looking lady.
Yeah, she's fetching, and she's Marie Osmond, one of the Osmonds. She was the only girl in a family of nine.
Wow.
That had to be tough. She's very talented, lots of songs.
She was the youngest, I think, too.
Paper Roses. No, Jimmy. I think Jimmy was. Donnie, Marie, and then Jimmy, I think. Marie Osmond, 58 today. Doc Rivers, former NBA player. Is he coaching somewhere now?
I think so.
Is he with the Clippers, possibly?
He was with
the Celtics, and then he made the movies, 56. Yeah. Kelly Preston, 55. The actress married to actor John Travolta. She is 55 today. Jerry Rice, maybe the best wide receiver of all time.
Hard to say he isn't.
It didn't hurt that he had Steve Young and Joe Montana throwing balls to him.
That helped.
That also helps. I mean, if his quarterback would have been
Bobby Douglas.
I don't know. Scott Mitchell.
Yeah.
or others, mm-hmm. it wouldn't have been nearly as good. Don Strock, Jerry Rice, 55, Kate Walsh, the lovely from Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice, two of my wife's favorite shows. She is 50 today. Nancy Kerrigan.
I ask myself
that question every day. Why? Nancy Kerrigan got hit with a hard object.
Yes.
It wasn't pretty.
Tire iron.
Nancy Kerrigan.
That was bad.
It wasn't a tire iron. It was some kind of a telescoping rod.
Oh, I thought it was a tire iron.
No. So he could run away with it. It was a telescoping type, kind of like a telescoping billy club
okay.
type thing sometimes that police officers carry.
Was it Scott Galluli or something?
It was Jeff Galluli, and Sean Eckhart was the big goon in the in the trench coat that actually hit her. So she's 48 today.
And we kissed, and I saw the light. I could go on about this all night. Hey, darling, if you don't want to hear how the waters parted, then don't get me started.
We heard some Red Akins earlier this hour. Sure. A break for brunettes. There he is. Don't get me started. That's not my truck. His son, Thomas Red Akins, is a star right now. But Red Akins, still a young man at 48. Country singer. Happy birthday to him.
What is that, a catchphrase or is that epilepsy?
Shake and bake.
Yeah. What?
Shake and bake. Listen, you better be careful because tomorrow you're going to get beaten. Beaten real bad, cowboy.
Really?
Yes!
He was Borat. He was Ali G. He was Jean Girard in Talladega Nights. Sacha Baron Cohen. Funny guy. He can do characters.
He is. He's very good.
And he's from Formula One. As you remember, he's 46 today. TV personality Billy Bush, how you doing? How's your career since you
went downhill?
Illegally, secretly recorded your conversation with Donald Trump and then released it. Didn't work out well for you, Billy.
Bad play.
46, basketball star, now retired Paul Pierce.
Pretty good player.
Retired as a Celtic. And R&B singer Ashanti. The big 3-7 today. Two minutes for Gone But Not Forgotten.
Okay. Well, I'll have to work quickly. Revolutionary War figure Molly Pitcher. She brought water to the American soldiers in pitchers, hence the name. During the Battle of Monmouth, 1754, she was the hanging judge, Roy Bean's gal, Lily Langtry. Old West figure, 1853. Actress Lorraine Day.
Miss Lorraine Day.
Do you deal in services?
Yes, ma'am.
Might I come to you for these services?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, do you perform these services in any particular place?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you look like you have a suntan. Would you perform these services outside?
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, that Lorraine Day, she was smart.
She was on it. I've got a secret there.
She could have been a private investigator.
She got a lot of yes ma'ams.
That's from What's My Line.
1917 for Lorraine Day. Burr Tillstrom, he gave us Kukula, Fran, and Ollie. Also on this day, 1917. Remember former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah, the Iron Lady.
The Iron Lady.
Perhaps the Labour Party would give all those things up easily. Perhaps they would agree to a single currency, to total abolition of the pound sterling. Perhaps being totally...
You know, I tell you this, if Congress was anything like Parliament, C-SPAN ratings would be way higher than they are.
Yes.
Because they get pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Rowdy.
Margaret Thatcher, 1925, same day, same year, Lenny Bruce.
But you might be interested in how I became offensive. started in school with so the teacher would really get bugged, you know, with me singing and carrying on and calling Columbus a fink and boosting Aaron Burr and all that.
There's Lenny Bruce, comedian, and two others quickly. Bruce Geller, he gave us a couple of my favorite shows, Mission Impossible and Mannix. Love Mannix, 1930. And one of the greatest third basemen of all time. 512 career homers, mostly with the Braves, be it Boston, Milwaukee, or Atlanta. Baseball Hall of Famer Eddie Matthews, born on this day, 1931. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
I think he's on the list of players that have hit a walk-off home run in the World Series.
Maybe he is.
Look it up.
I don't know that for sure.
The Almanac is brought to you by...
Today and every day, our friend Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Nobody but Kurt knows the country just any better than he does. Go to WeSellFarmsMN.com for more information on Kurt Weir's.
All right, here is your Bob FM Almanac Trivia. What's the name of the movie that Melinda Dillon stars in that Neil doesn't know and has never seen? What's the name of it?
In its entirety.
And Neil, you know what? You're actually eligible because you don't know it.
Right.
You could call right now and you wouldn't get it. 763-450-0100. Mm-hmm. 763-450-0100. Call in right now. Melinda Dillon wanted her little boy to eat some mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. Mommy's little piggy, she said. What was that movie? It's a holiday classic. 763-450-0100. Did you do the sponsor yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Did the sponsor? You're going to go to the Eli Young Band with Chris Hockey tonight.
Heck of a show.
If you can't go tonight, don't call in.
No. Make sure. Don't waste your time.
Right.
Basically, and then waste other people's time. They're trying that can go.
To go to the show tonight at the Medina. Be the first correct caller.
Good luck.